This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Texts are pouring in. The calls are coming. All from a simple question. What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. And we're waiting for your calls to find out what's on your mind today. Doing a little Botno Day on the radio. Yes, we are. Looking forward to learning more about a couple of businesses in Botno later this hour. Our friends at the State Bank of Botno. Bringing you this broadcast today. Hefty Seed out of Mohall and Mickelson Aggregate. Love that. Love that. Hefty Seed, by the way, I mentioned earlier that they have a contest going where you can enter your best 5 acres of Hefty brand soybeans or Hefty brand corn. And the highest yielding winners get a free 1-year lease on the loaded 2018 Chevy Silverado pickup. Kind of nice. Drive that for a year. Somebody else pays the tab. So that's kind of nice. 756-7333 for details and to enter the contest. Great team of professionals and Hefty Seed Company in Mohall. And by the way, that lease on both the corn and the soybean, that isn't like a statewide deal or anything else. That is just in Mohall and Botno in the area there. So, I don't need team at Hefty Seeds Mohall. Local professionals, originally from Mohall, Lansford, Antler, Sherwood, the surrounding area. Excited to be a part of the number one industry in North Dakota, agriculture. And also brought to you today by Mickelson Aggregate. Those guys do everything. I mean, they gravel, aggregate, ready mix, but they do the site work, ditch work, road work, excavating. I mean, if you're building a home, for instance, they'll, you know, dig the foundation, pour the concrete, come back to the landscaping them into the septic systems, do it all. Mickelson Aggregate, you give them a call. We're going to chat later in the hour with the owner of Marie's, a great little restaurant in Botno, and also Gary Bertrand from Advanced Trading, who's doing some very innovative work in the conjunction partnership, I guess, with the State Bank of Botno. So we'll find out about that. In the meantime, your calls, questions, and comments, a lot of text to get to, but calls waiting, so I'll go there first. Rick in Hutchinson, Minnesota, has a question. Hello, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hey, do you think it's time to enact some monopoly laws on the Democrats and the Republicans and make them so we have our state representatives and senators back? You know, these guys, they come out, the Tea Party come out, they're all fired up about being Tea Party people and they're going to go this way and that way. They get to Washington. And they're taught right from K Street, this is how the government runs. You're going to do it our way. We lost control of everything. You know?
Yeah.
How can you have states' rights if you don't have a representative?
I think what you're describing, Rick, is the swamp. Basically, you're talking about what Donald Trump refers to as the swamp.
Absolutely. I agree with that guy that called earlier. That should have been his first thing. Go in, get rid of Clinton, and all the, there's a whole list of people that were breaking laws during the election period, and none of them, they all skated away.
But I think you're also finding out, as Donald Trump is, this isn't something you do in 5 months. 6 months.
No, it isn't. But I think he might have a little more respect if he'd have come in there right away and said, this stuff has to go. And I think we would be money ahead to go for the monopoly laws and break up these big PNCs and RNCs and give us back our representatives.
Appreciate your call, Rick. Thank you very much. And okay. I like Hutchinson, Minnesota. Spent many years cruising through Hutchinson because it was between my hometown of Montevideo and the Twin Cities. I share your frustration. I can only counsel patience. And I don't know if monopoly is the right word, even though I know that what you mean. I mean, it isn't technically a monopoly as in a business would be. But, you know, because any party can do anything they want to do, they just got to get, you know, signatures in enough states. And there's, you know, the system's certainly rigged in the favor of the big parties. Listen, if Donald Trump succeeds in breaking the back of the swamp, everything you want in the way of reform for the parties is going to happen. I mean, you got to put all the eggs in that basket right now. Donald Trump is an outlier. He was opposed by 16 other Republicans and obviously every Democrat, and he survived. He survived because people are fed up with broken promises and woulda, shoulda, coulda. And if he wins and continues to do a lot of what he's doing that you're not hearing about, things will be just fine. So that's what I'm praying for. Bob in West Hope,
North Dakota.
We're coming to you, Bob, you know.
I know it. I got to be out of town for that while that day.
Come on.
But I'll try and I'll try and get back early enough.
You can't miss the greatest thing that's ever happened to West Hope in I don't know how many years. It's the Cookfest. The Brock and Rocks Cookfest.
Yes, I know it. But I can't even change my appointment for that.
Week from today.
Yes.
Week from today in West Hope. Week from Thursday in Medora. A little fish and derby in Newtown in the in the middle day there on Wednesday.
Maybe what I should do is if I can't make it to the one in West Hope that's right down the street from me, I probably have to drive to Medora for that one.
It's not a bad idea because every North Dakotan ought to do that. I mean,
yes.
I think it's, I've said before, it's, you know, should be like a rite of passage sort of. You can't be a citizen of North Dakota unless you, you know, get your passport stamped at Medora at least, I don't know. I'd say once every year, but that might be a little tough. Every other, you know, we all, you know, it's our place. It's our, it's the tourist attraction. It's great fun. It's got to see,
In my younger days, we used to go to Medora twice a year when they first started up and towards the end of it.
See, now you, that's why you are who you are, Bob.
Yeah.
Because you were informed with that great culture in Medora that I've never ever been to a musical and not said, I'd like to see that again, like, soon. So, you know.
That's the reason.
Yeah, exactly right.
But anyway, I'd like to say a good hello and a great hearty welcome and everything out there in the world that the Pat and Jim and Pat, Pete and Donnie and Bob and all the Arts Kid family, they are the best people I've ever met in my whole life. So they are good people. And now I want to ask you, what do you need to go out of the country? A passport, birth certificate, or can a guy just use his driver's license?
Well, it depends on where you're going. Although I think now maybe even Canada's a passport. It didn't used to be. You could do a birth certificate. I haven't been to Canada forever. But, you know, where are you going?
Well, I don't know yet, but Canada's just 6 miles north.
You're planning a little vacation, are you?
And I figured I might hook onto my boat and go fishing up there.
Yeah, that ain't a bad idea. I'd get a passport if I were you, and then you can just go wherever you want to go. And, it, you know, if you go down to the post office, it's fairly easy. It doesn't take long. You do need some, you know, you need, you know, your passport. And I mean, you need your birth certificate to get a passport.
Yeah.
So you're going to need, you know, all of that.
I've got a passport, but it's outdated.
What does it say here? Canada's Department of State says entry into Canada, Canadian law requires that all persons entering Canada carry both proof of citizenship and proof of identity. A valid U.S. passport, passport card, or Nexus card satisfies these requirements for U.S. citizens. Children under 16 need only present proof of U.S. citizenship. Are you over 16, Bob?
Yeah, barely.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, you're going to need the whole enchilada there, my friend, okay? And you let us know how the trip goes. And I better see you, if not in West Hope, in Medora, okay?
Well, I'll be back in time. It'll probably be right around 4 o'clock when I get to West Hope again.
God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
You guys have fun.
Yeah, bet you'll be good. Todd in Jamestown, what's on your mind today?
What's on my mind? We voted Trump in. He promised law and order. We gave him the Senate. We gave him the House. I listen every day to Sean Hannity, how he complains and complains about felony after felony. Please explain to me why there's not one single indictment on all of these felonies that are committed. And if they're not going to indict them, then please just shut up. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Because they're breaking the law, and Trump is doing nothing about it. And why?
I missed who we're talking about breaking the law.
Talking about Loretta Lynch. We're talking about Comey. He comes on felonies for disclosing classified information. Not one single charge. Hillary Clinton investigated for years.
Yeah, the Comey thing. Well, first of all, the Hillary Clinton thing was dropped by the Justice Department, right? So, I mean, whether he had to reopen it or whatever is one thing, but it's not coming because they dropped the investigation. That was part of the whole, you know, craziness with Comey, where he announces they're investigating and then says they're not. As far as Comey, this is new. This is the stuff that they've just put the pieces of that together. So none of that happens.
Hillary Clinton's committed felonies for years.
Yeah, but you got to have an investigation into them. You got to have an investigation into them to do them. I'm with you, Todd, but it isn't happening.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Where are we going? What we do? What are we doing? Who's on first, Todd? You know? This is What's On Your Mind.
Second? I don't know. Who's on third?
Todd Mitchell's here. 258-0550. What's on your mind today? Let us know. We're going to go back to Botno here in a little bit, but this segment is wide open for you. We are going, let's see, you're on the road. We're going to be doing a little lot of fun next week for Cookfest. So hope to see you in West Hope on Tuesday, Newtown for the Fishing Derby on Wednesday, and Medora on the 20th. Now, Medora, get it on your calendar. Clear your calendar. Make it happen. You get to do two things. One, you go to Medora. You take all that in. Two, you get to take in a Cookfest. And everybody should be part of those Cookfests. It's basically a moving fair, but everything's free. So there's big barbecue. Everybody's cooking, and you eat free food, and they're handing out free giveaways. And you know how they cook at the fair. It's, you know, $20 for a stuffed animal size of a mouse. But I noticed they changed that. I noticed they changed. Have you been to the fair lately? I was at the Polk County Fair. And my daughter had an eye on a big old, I forget what, if you want to get it. And they said, if you spend $20, we'll guarantee you get that. So you're basically buying the stuffed animals now. You don't even have to do anything of skill. They just, I do appreciate that because, you know, when your daughter really wants it and you end up spending $40 to get it just because you're absolutely going to do everything in your power to get it, at least, you know, saves you a little there. No idea how I got on that story. Tomorrow on the program, Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, will join us. Kevin Pfeiffer will be here. He's going to preview our trip to Pfeiffer's next week. Looking forward to that. Monday and Tuesday we'll be there on our way to Cookfest. Monday and Tuesday they have a big event in Steele that you'll want to take in. Lots going on there at Pfeiffer's. And let's see here. Thursday, Daryl Lease is in for me from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Friday, we're going to talk with the folks from North Dakota Game and Fish about their efforts to help the ag community get CRP opened up earlier. So that's a good thing. It's got a lot going on. And then, of course, the fair, North Dakota State Fair. Please come see us Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, the 26th, 27th, or 28th. Should be a whole lot of fun. Here's the scoop on tomorrow at, Monday and Tuesday, Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty in Steele celebrating the opening of their Auction Center of North America, two-day open house and auction. And Pfeiffer's has an open house planned, 9 a.m. to 5:30 on Monday, free food. Somebody say free food? Drinks and tours of the facility. And Pfeiffer's new auction facility, unbelievable. State-of-the-art technology, internet auction capabilities. Auctions held at Pfeiffer's new facility will mostly be held indoors there, but have simultaneous internet bidding. And equipment will be showcased on the site as well, so you can drive by and check it out. Then on Tuesday next week, starting at 10 a.m., they're doing an auction featuring vintage farm tractors, farm machinery, trucks, construction equipment, and many other items. So, Pfeiffer's Auction Center of North America, 35 miles east of Bismarck, I-94, Steele. More information about the big event, give them a call, 218-477-1968, or online at pfeiffers.com. AJ is calling from, it says here, Steerfish. Is that where you're calling from? Or Spearfish?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Steer or Spear?
Spear, like West River, Black Hills.
Got it. I know Spearfish. I didn't know Steerfish. So anyway, now we've cleared that up. What's on your mind today?
Got a question. You know, your opinion on this is, you know, like Mom always used to say, if somebody's talking dirty about you or saying something bad, you just kind of turn the other cheek and don't say anything about it. So wouldn't that kind of be like the news? You know, everybody wants us to talk about the, you know, the investigations and this, that, and the other. Well, you know, we spend all the time on the conservative news networks talking about this stuff, and I understand it needs to be addressed. But don't you think if you just leave it alone, these people are going to go nuts? You kind of smile at your enemy, it's going to drive them nuts, you know, just for smiling at him.
Yeah, it's an interesting approach on how to go about it, right? George,
I mean, I don't know how you guys conduct your business. I mean, I've never been in radio, but I would say that if you, you know, call it turn the other cheek or whatever, or just ignore what they got to say, then they're gonna fizz out.
Well, if we're talking about Donald Trump ignoring it, I think you know, that's a little dangerous because you can let something do enough damage to you while you're not paying attention to it or turning the other cheek, and you don't address it, that people just start believing it's true. I mean, George Bush 41 basically lost his reelection effort because all the stuff Clinton was saying about him. He just, you know, let it roll off his back, right? And then the lesson of that election was in 92 was, you know, was it 92? Right, so he won in 88. Yeah, and the 92 is when Clinton won. His lesson was an attack unanswered is an attack believed. I'm not saying don't answer
the question. You know, you can come up with a formal statement. So, yep, this is what it is. This is what we're going to go. But then, you know, you listen to a lot of talk radio and you hear all day long the same story over and over and over. Well, they want you to keep beating their drum for them. Every, you know, people are going to start believing it after a while, don't you think?
Yeah. You know, there's a fine line in what you're suggesting. I think, honestly, for a lot of conservatives that want Donald Trump to do well, we get a little wrapped around our axle related to all the junk the media is putting out there, right?
Oh, I agree completely. Yeah.
And it zaps so much energy that you aren't even seeing the things that are really going. In fact, I'll give you an example. I'll call myself guilty as charged today. I got a text from a listener saying, where is it here? Was essentially, did I hear you talk about Trump's speech in Poland? And I did, but probably 30 seconds, right? I talked about the historical significance of it. I read it. I heard it. But I didn't spend a lot of time on the air. You know why? Because to the extent we did talk about Trump that particular day, it was about addressing some other garbage that's out there. Well,
oh, yeah.
So to your point, I think all of us could do that a little better, to just say, just let them be. And let them die of their own lies, right?
You know, you kill them with kindness and report all the, you know, you got to report some of the, we call it bad stuff, but you can kill them with kindness, report all the, hey, this is what's going on. You guys are doing a great job up there. I'm not saying you're not. I just, you know, kind of look at it the other way and say, look, kill them with kindness or turn the other cheek. So.
That's a good point, AJ. Thanks for calling, and we love our South Dakota listeners, so thanks for giving us a shout-out today.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Donald Trump Jr., has tweeted moments ago his full email chain with this Rob Goldstone that led to the meeting with the attorney, who, by the way, has said she has no connections to the Russian government. You don't know if that's true or not, but she's saying that. NBC's airing that today. And this was last June at Trump Tower, reportedly in an attempt to procure damaging information about Hillary Clinton. So, anyway... It's all up there right now. Some of the media are pointing out the fact that the initial email says the Crown Prosecutor of Russia offered to provide the Trump campaign with some official documents and information that would incriminate Hillary and her dealings with Russia. This is obviously very high level and sensitive information, but it's part of Russia and its government support for Mr. Trump. Trump Jr.'s response, if it's what you say, I love it, especially later in the summer. Yeah. Again, the meeting was a nothing burger. So I guess the offense here is taking the meeting when somebody's offering some of this information, but we're obsessing over it for nothing. I think Trump Jr. putting out these emails tells you all you need to know that he doesn't see any there. He's offering to testify, too. Back to Botno when we come back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening, folks. Don't touch that dial. We're coming right back. How does North Dakota benefit from the Dakota Access Pipeline Project? We asked that question of Justin Kringstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority in another episode of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Justin, tell us.
The Bakken has always been transportation challenged, and since 2008, we've had inadequate pipeline capacity, meaning the oil production levels were higher than the state's pipeline infrastructure was able to carry. And so really, starting June 1st of this year, this is the first time that North Dakota and this region has been in an environment where there is adequate pipeline capacity. Prior to June 1st of this year, the combination of pipe and rail was necessary in order to move all of the production to refining centers around the U.S. Now that we're moving into this environment with adequate pipeline capacity, it's really going to be a new marketplace for those North Dakota barrels, and hopefully we see a definite price improvement here in the state itself.
That's Justin Kringstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority and another edition of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm Scott Hennon, and thanks for listening.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
That beautiful new location that we were honored to be there to help, I guess it was a little after the ribbon was cut, but certainly celebrate. And absolutely beautiful, Main and Highway 5. And they have also partnered recently with Advanced Trading during these volatile commodity times. You know, with commodity prices in need of a rebound in both ag and oil, to tell you the truth. And we're going to talk with the folks from Advanced Trading in just a moment. We're also going to talk with folks from Marie's, unless you want to put on your must-see list as you head through Botno. And we're just celebrating Botno today. Thank the State Bank of Botno and also our friends at FTC and Mickelson Aggregate for helping to make the broadcast possible. Just have a, I hope you hear it in my voice, because I feel it in every fiber of my being that I just love the small towns of North Dakota. I just do. It just, there's so much good there. You know, there really is. And maybe it's just having been a small town Minnesota boy growing up and now spending the better part of my life in North Dakota, just appreciating how much that forms who I am and forms the character, the virtue of so many people here. You know, it's, you need rules and you need laws and you need, you know, guidelines, but most people don't get anywhere near them. Just do it to be good people. So it's great to celebrate it. It really is. And Charlie over at Hefty Seed wanted me to tell you, you're invited to join them. They're boarding up a beautiful, comfortable 54-passenger coach bus for farmers to attend the Ag PhD Field Day in Baltic, South Dakota, coming up here at the end of the month. And it'll leave on the morning of Wednesday, the 26th, from Mohall. Head down to Watertown, South Dakota, tour that really neat Terry Redland Arts Center on the way to Baltic. Dinner on Wednesday night provided, your hotel room covered. Then Thursday, you get the field day, and that's plot tours with Brian and Darren Hefty, drain tile demonstrations, Q&A sessions with high-yield corn and soybeans and wheat farmers from across the country, and lots of other ag-related attractions. So still seats available on the bus. Call Hefty Seed in Mohall for details, 756-7333. So let me welcome our guest, and let's talk a little bit about what he's doing. Jerry Bertrand with Advanced Trading. He's a broker there. Jerry, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Scott. Thanks for having me, and I want to thank Pat Arts and the State Bank of Botno for inviting me up here to Botno and beautiful country.
Now, Advanced Trading's been around since 1980. It mainly started to help the commercial grain industry and grain merchandising, and about 90% of the commercial industry was doing little, if any, market and hedging management today, and now what, 100% of the industry does
it? literally 100% today does as a you know, a result of their efforts along with a few other companies out there through the educational process. And you know, in some states like Illinois, where I'm from, it's the law. If you're in the commercial industry or ethanol or feed mills or whatever, you have to hedge. Or you have to offset your risk, and so there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You have to do it. And so literally 100% of the industry today throughout the country is doing it that way.
So then, middle 80s, you branched into assisting farmers in risk management. What percentage of farmers do you think, individual farms, are doing this now?
Well, right now, and again, I can't verify the number, but it's around 85% of the farmers in the country do very little, if any, solid risk management or market planning. You know, very similar to the commercial industry back in the early 80s, we're that way with farmers today. And it's a changed landscape. In the last 15 years, the markets have changed dramatically. It's not our daddy's markets anymore. This has changed to the point where farmers need to look at the ways that they market grain. They do a fabulous job of risk management on the production side, you know, through the genetics and fertilizations and the equipment and GPS and precision. But the other half of the coin is marketing, and they just are not grasping the concepts and the tools available to them today to be able to offset that other side risk. And a reason why I'm involved now with advanced trading in my experience is that we feel the need that we need to bring our lenders on board, which is what it took in the commercial industry. To be able to have the success in the commercial side of the industry, it took lender support. We're at that same level now with farmers. And to be quite honest with you, my dad, I grew up in the grain industry. My dad had a small country elevator in a little town of Irwin, Illinois, about 70 miles south of Chicago. And he wasn't doing any merchandising at that time. To bring him on board, it took financing. Many farmers today are at the size, not larger, than my father's grain elevator was back in the day. And for them not to be doing any type of risk management and using the tools available to them today needs to change, in our opinion.
So you mentioned bring the lenders on board. How does that work? I mean, you've got a partnership now with State Bank of Botno there, for example, and so you got the farmer yourself and the lender. Explain that process.
Well, when I began, back when I was almost 50 years old, and a lot of times they say, you know, us guys, when we get around that age, we look for a career change, and I was in the grain industry. And my dad had retired, and I was managing a couple co-ops, again, in there in Illinois. And just not that I didn't like the grain business. I absolutely love the grain business and dealing with farmers, but I just was looking for something different. And I got an opportunity to become an ag lender. Didn't know the first thing about banking other than I had a checkbook and a savings account, but that's not what the bank wanted that hired me. They wanted a guy that understood markets and a guy that dealt with their farmer customers, a heavy ag lender. I immediately went to work and created a system that we at Advanced Trading now, or we partnered together with Advanced Trading, we call FARM, which is an acronym for Financing Ag Risk Management. It's a program that we've developed into a full-blown app that can come into an ag bank now and be able to help them monitor, reconcile, justify the monies involved, and be able to assist a farmer in the marketing strategies and techniques that are available to them today. And then when a market wants to get volatile, which we welcome, they understand the reasons why there's more money possibly needed and what is happening then to the farmer as far as the financial well-being of it. The point to the whole thing, though, is that the markets will generally give a farmer opportunities. And it's, so if a farmer has the ability then to take advantage of those opportunities in a disciplined, flexible manner and has the financing behind it to be able to accomplish that task, the next step should be easy. Do the techniques. Do what it takes to be able to keep your family whole, pay your bills, be profitable. And then if the market wants to continue the volatile nature and continue higher, the flexible nature of the strategies that a farmer can implement will continue to improve him as he goes.
So give me an example, if you would, Jerry, of you know, as you mentioned, the volatile nature of the commodity markets today, where you might have helped someone in that 15% that is taking advantage of the hedging right now versus somebody that's without it.
Well, and again, I'll just go back to an extreme situation, and the markets will trade. You know, on average, corn will trade in any annual given time $2.10 a bushel from high to low, in that year's time. Beans are $4.50. Wheat's in and around $2.50. So there's the volatile nature of the market and how your farmers' balance sheets and cash flows change, profit and loss change on an annual basis. It's dramatic, especially for the type of the amount of bushels that they raise. But I'm going to go back to the 2012 market. It was an extremely volatile market. We had record moves in that market. I was a lender at the time, and we were supporting our farmers in that instance. And we had many farmers at that time that were buying what we call 1160 puts. They were soybean puts, not knowing that the drought was about to present itself. And but they knew that 1160 was a profitable place for them. Well, then they planted their crop. The drought hit. The market started to run. We were able to manage those options all the way up to a $17 level. And be able to do well for our farmers in that instance because, again, the flexible nature of what a farmer can do. We never know what the market's going to do. And that's one thing that advanced trading does is that we don't predict the market. You can't. If I could predict the market, I wouldn't be here today. I'd invite you to my island somewhere. So anybody that thinks that they can predict this market is fooling our farmers. What we can do, though, is manage the risk when opportunities present themselves. We put a broker, and the reason why I'm up here in North Dakota from Central Illinois is we put a broker in Fargo. His name is Jason Winter. And why we're so interested in North Dakota is because it's a changing landscape up here. You know, they're getting more enamored with corn and soybeans. And what I like about North Dakota as well is the small towns. You know, and you've got your smaller banks and this net that are heavy ag. And if the farming economy starts to falter, it hurts. And not only the bank, but the farm, but the small towns, and you know, and so there's a lot of small banks throughout the country, and good small towns that our farmers need this help, and we feel that this is a program that can assist them.
Here's a text from a grower by Ray, North Dakota. It says, "Business as usual here. Nothing we can do to make it rain or keep the thermometer below 90. With dry conditions, we'll probably not use the fungicide for disease on small grains. That'll save money on inputs. With the heat predicted in the next 2 weeks, we'll just wait and see what happens to the crop." Is that the right approach?
Well, a lot of times a farmer, and I can't say this for everybody, but they'll have their crop insurance. And what we learned in 12, too, was that, you know, a good solid marketing approach can protect the insurance side of this thing as well. I'll use the Minneapolis wheat market as an example right now. You get in around the central North Dakota area, Wishick, Glen Ullin, and this and that, as far as, you know, those guys are getting burned up. Their wheat crops aren't very good. Minneapolis wheat is exploding right now. One day here, I think it was a week or 10 days ago or so, that market moved. The September futures on Minneapolis wheat moved 94 cents in one day. You know, that's volatility. And so if you've got insurance behind this thing and you use your average production history, or APH is what it's called, we learned in 12 that not only will a good, solid, disciplined, flexible plan work to protect your production, but it will also protect your non-production side of the insurance side of this thing, because nothing against the insurance in agriculture, but it's very flawed as far as price protection. A lot of times, of course, in corn and soybeans, will only set those price levels in February and October. Well, you've got 10 other months of the year that the market moves, and sometimes moves dramatically, that it's not protecting. So a farmer needs to address that as well. And so as far as answering the question of whether it's the right approach, I know it's hard. You know, and those farmers, it's a very emotional time because they're burning up. They don't know if they're going to have a crop or not. But they need to address their marketing situation, at least get with an advisor that can assist them in some ideas as to what might be able to do. And then if that market wants to start running, you know, you got next year, too, that a guy can look out into and possibly, you know, protect some of that as well from a risk management standpoint. So
sounds like a great resource and a great new partnership with State Bank of Botno as well. Anything? How do folks get a hold of you, Jerry?
Well, our website is advanced-trading.com on our website, and our phone numbers are there. I'm in the lender consultant side of the thing, and so what I do is I'm traveling the country, and we'll be in South Dakota for a couple of weeks here soon, talking with ag lenders.
And, you mentioned you got brokers in North Dakota. Advance-trading.com is the website. Jerry Bertrand. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that very much. Take a break. Come back, and we'll talk with our friends from Marie's Restaurant. Next.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn & Suites. Fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow on the program. You know, we did one yesterday, but that was specifically related to drought conditions. So his regular meeting, but we'll have now the news from the USDA official to cover and any other ideas on that or any other topic, including a couple of things that came up today about why we're waiting. And Chuck Grassley, senator from Iowa, came out today and said 52 Republican senators ought to be ashamed if health care is not repealed and replaced. Obamacare. So good for Chuck Schumer to say it. So we'll have to ask Kevin Cramer about that tomorrow as well. Also, Brent Sanford tomorrow on the program, the Lieutenant Governor, will join us. So we'll look forward to that as well. We are talking Botno today on the program, doing what we love doing, celebrating the small towns of our great state of North Dakota, and Botno is certainly one of those. And pleased to welcome to the program Faith Barsh, who is the owner of Marie's. And Marie's is one of the fine restaurants in Botno. Marie, how are you? Faith, how are you, rather? Faith, can you hear me? Manny? Todd hears me.
I hear you.
But Faith can't hear me.
Well, have faith.
Okay. Do you know where 605 Main Street is in Botno?
Probably right across from 604.
Pretty good. Yeah, that's the home of Marie's. And Faith and Carson started this. Said, hey, let's do some modern American dining, but have a couple of German twists to it. So they have a friendly, fun dining experience, but great food is the driver. And I love a restaurant that starts out with their own fresh baked goods every day. They have the fresh bakery selection, full breakfast, specialty coffees, lunch and dinner specials, along with their daily homemade soups.
There you go.
Dinner selections. Listen to this. Faith, are you there?
I am.
Do you really have jumbo prawns, mahi-mahi, schnitzels, fish tacos, pasta, all the way to Midwest-fed Black Angus ribeyes and fillets on your menu?
We do.
Oh, my gosh. We're getting a little hungry here, so you know.
Well, good. That's what you're supposed to be.
How do you decide what's on the menu? What are you serving up?
We describe it more modern American with maybe a European twist.
And how do you say, hey, we're going to do this? What, and you, how do you decide what's going to go on the menu and what you're going to serve?
You know what? My husband and I have been lucky enough to travel to places, and we both like food, so we took our favorites and decided to put it on paper.
Okay, so where did you find spaghetti ice cream?
Spaghetti ice cream is a German-Italian dessert that my husband grew up with. He's from Germany. So it's vanilla bean ice cream that looks like spaghetti topped with strawberry sauce and shaved white chocolate and whipped cream.
Todd, you got your GPS on 605 Main Street
wow.
right now, don't you? I know you do.
Yeah. I'm there.
Fantastic.
I absolutely love it. Homemade pies, too, I understand, and bread pudding, cheesecake.
Yes.
So you got the full gamut of desserts. Does anybody ever
No?
Do they ever say no? That's okay.
Very rarely. Especially the bread pudding with homemade caramel sauce and brown sugar cinnamon ice cream.
And then you guys have a full bar and also wines and wine choices and martinis too, huh?
We do. And we also sell off sale with our wine and beers and whatnot as well, the craft beers, the nicer wines. So it's fun for us.
And I understand there's a couple of events coming up that folks may want to take in, like Crazy Days, and you have a car show in August, right?
Yep. The first weekend in August, the city of Botno puts on a car show for all of you car enthusiasts, and Marie's likes to take part in that. We're going to have music on our patio or our sidewalk on Friday night, and we'll have specials and crazy deals, I guess you could call it, because the retailers have sidewalk sales. There's a farmer's market. There's a flea market. It'll be a fun afternoon.
Mark that on your calendar. And by the way, you don't have to wait, because every day is a great day. And Marie's like the coffee happy hours they have from 3 to 5 with half-off coffee and the coffee, rather, and then every Friday happy hour drink and beer specials and buy one, get one, half-off apps from 5 to 8. And you mentioned your husband's German. So what kind of other German specialties do you have there?
Our schnitzels are very popular, which is a breaded pork loin, or if you want a Jaeger schnitzel, it's the breaded pork loin topped with a mushroom marsala gravy. The spaghetti ice cream, there's one of our sides is called Kartoffelpuffers, which is a potato pancake. We sell a lot of those. In the spring, we do a German evening, which is about a four-course dinner with a bunch of German drinks and cheers. It's pretty fun.
Sounds fun. Well, best to you and the entire crew, you and Karsten and your whole crew there, Faith, at Marie's. And I hope folks, if they head up for Metagoshi, make sure they stop in and see it. If they can't wait, go online to mariesbotno.com and check it out. Sounds like you've done a
wonderful job
creating a restaurant. You bet. Take care, okay?
Yes, we appreciate it.
Love you too. Take care. I love celebrating a lot of things with the Botno today. And again, our thanks to Pat Arts at the State Bank of Botno. Our friends at Hefty Seed. Thank you, Charlie. Josh over at Mickelson Aggregate. Gravel and aggregate, ready mix, site work, ditch work, road work. Building the house, they can do the foundation, pour the concrete, come back, do the landscaping, need a septic system. My gosh, they do it all. Any kind of excavating, Mickelson Aggregate, give them a call. All right, my friends. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.